Yeah, they do. They have the, you can get it with or without the front panel. And then you can get the Maestro, which is basically the front panel, the remote front panel. So what ICOM is currently selling would be kind of the equivalent to the Flex with the Maestro. But even so, the Maestro or the front panel that you can get on a Flex is still got few buttons and knobs compared to what ICOM is showing us. They've got, it's just they got a lot less, the ICOM's giving you more kind of that whole ICOM radio experience from the pictures I've seen. You know, I'm not an expert. Whereas the Flex does in fact give you, you can buy a Flex with a front panel, and it's got every knob you need, and everything else would probably be done via touchscreen on the display. But so you can get a radio that you can actually operate, but it doesn't quite have, it still looks kind of like a computer screen with a few knobs and buttons. You know, whereas the ICOM looks very much like a radio. You know, it's hard to describe. If you go to the Flex website and you look at their control head, maybe you'll see what I'm talking about. Maybe it'll make sense. It's hard for me to describe, but theirs has more of a I'm a remote mounted radio, and I'm going to give you everything you need to basically, run it. With a few, they get volume and squelch and a few other things. I'm looking at one right now, and it looks like they, I'm trying to see here, but, so AF, low shift, high shift, AF, okay, A and B, so AF, gain control squelch, and then they got width, bandwidth select, and then they've got a few, but yeah, so they they've got most of the things you need right there on the front panel on a Flex, but it's still quite different than what ICOM's doing. ICOM's looks much more like a radio.